Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Sword and Shield Show. I'm Catherine Resendez. I've been away for a while, but I've decided to come back. I'm going to resurrect the show or begin anew. And so tonight is just to let anyone who's listening know that I'm starting the show over. And ask if you would let others know and invite them to tune in. I'm going to be doing the show again, the Sword and Shield Show, from 7 to 8 p.m. 7 to 8 p.m. That's Pacific time here in the Los Angeles area in California. I'd like to invite people to call in for prayer beginning next week. Today is Thursday, March 1st, so I'm going to begin the show, which will be March 8th, 7 to 8 p.m. I will have a guest then, and hopefully every week thereafter, and we will be taking prayer requests. I think there's a great need, more so now than ever, for prayer. Prayer for ourselves, for our loved ones, for our country, for society as a whole, for the culture that we're living in now. For all of the things that are happening in the world today, and there are so many things, so many evil things that are happening. There's so much illness, so much tragedy going on, so many lives being lost. We have a great many things to pray for. And so I would like to let people know that they can call in to the Sword and Shield Show for prayer. And the guest call-in number will be 646-787-1949. That's for the Sword and Shield Show. For guests to call in with prayer requests. Again, I'm specifying that's for prayer requests. The number again for guests to call in to ask for prayer will be area code 646-787-1949. And again, my name is Catherine Resendez, and this is the Sword and Shield Show. I want to let everyone know that I will be reading from scripture from the Bible, one chapter on each show. Maybe sometimes more or less, but generally I like to read one whole chapter directly from the Bible so that we can be sure we're not taking anything out of context. And so we will have different topics on the show. We will be, as before, we will be interviewing missionaries, chaplains, and other pastors, of course, women in leadership, in and outside of church, teachers, of course. We will be interviewing teachers and talking about the things that are happening, the changes that are taking place in education nowadays. We will, of course, talk about church venues, community events that are happening, and give out information for people needing assistance in the community. We will also have music get going. We will have Christian music on a regular basis. I will select a song to begin the show with, and I would like to have a song. It may be difficult on a talk show. This is basically a talk show, but we will try to work in music for your enjoyment. And I've always liked to begin the show with a scripture verse, and one of my favorites, which I generally began the show with, was from the book of Hebrews. And I'd like everyone to know that you can certainly take out your Bibles and follow along later in the show when I will be reading from scripture. Right now, I just want to quote the scripture verse that I normally used in the past when starting the show. And that's in Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16 tells us, Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I wonder if you're in a time of need right now. I seem to always be in a time of need. And that is what the show is about tonight, and where to go when we're in need and what to do. Sort of rebuilding the wall, what to do when we've missed a mark, so to speak, when we've messed up, basically. Have you missed your big chance in something? The one shot that you thought you would get? Well, if we believe in the Lord, if we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we know that He's a God of many chances, of another chance, many chances, not just one or two. He never gives up on us, tells us that He forgives us for all of our sins. We just need to ask. We need to repent of our sins and ask for forgiveness, and we get a fresh start. And He gives us more grace and mercy every day, every morning. We get a fresh start. Today, I'm thinking a lot about Nehemiah. In the Bible, Nehemiah, when we first read about him, the beginning of the book of Nehemiah, he is a cupbearer to the king. Kingly, his job was to taste the food and the drinks before the king would, in case it was poisoned. So, of course, if it was poisoned, then Nehemiah's life would be in danger. He could die. But that was an important job for a servant, because he was protecting the king. Nehemiah was very upset. He was terribly disappointed. He hadn't done anything wrong, but many others had. And they were all in a desperate situation. When he heard from some of his brethren, brothers, relatives, or friends, what was going on in Jerusalem, that it had basically been destroyed. The fire, the wall had been burned with fire, had been burned down. And people were suffering. When he heard about this, he was just distraught. He began to cry, and he prayed to God. He fasted and prayed for many days. He wanted to ask the king for help. He asked God for help. And so one day, the king noticed that he looked very sad, and he was very sad. When the king asked him, then he was able to speak. And so he told the king what was on his mind, that he concerned about his people, that the city had been attacked. Basically, the city had been destroyed. The walls had been burned, and the people were suffering, and they were at risk of more danger from their enemies. Well, the king asked him what could he do for him? And he wound up allowing Nehemiah to go back to Jerusalem to see his people and to rebuild the wall. And not only that, he provided all the supplies, everything that was needed. He even gave him special letters introducing him, sort of introducing him, and requesting help for him, so that he had everything he needed to accomplish his goal. And he was a servant. He had no money, no means to do that on his own, but he prayed to the Lord. He prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered his prayer. The Lord tells us to come to Him for whatever we need. And so sometimes we may think, well, what can I do? Or even, what can God do? Would He do that? Could He do that? But then God can do anything, anything that is not contrary to his will. God is holy, and so he cannot look upon sin. We're told in the Bible that he is holy, holy, holy. So many times I've done the wrong thing, said the wrong thing, or missed my chance. Didn't take a shot at something that I really wanted to do. Even things that I should have done. And that happens often to us. Many times, if we, even when we want to serve the Lord and want to do what's right and want to take advantage of the opportunities that he brings to us, many times we don't. For different reasons. I know for myself, many times it has been for times procrastinating. So many times I've done things that I just couldn't explain as to why I didn't do it or did it. I probably thought so many times that I just didn't feel secure. I felt insecure. I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think I could handle it. But all of those things are foolish and prideful because we're worried. I was worried about making a mistake, about not doing it correctly, about messing up, about not getting it right and being ridiculed, being rejected, being criticized by other people. So I was worried about what other people would say, what other people would think, and I didn't want to be embarrassed. I didn't want to be humiliated. And so later I, you know, realized, okay, that's pride, and the Lord hates pride. Pridefulness is a sin. So many times we'd like to fix things ourselves. Sometimes we can, sometimes we cannot. But the Lord tells us to come to him. He's our Heavenly Father. Once we receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, invite him to be our Lord and Savior, our Master, we become children of God. All we have to do is confess our sins. He tells us in the Bible that we are saved by grace through faith, by the grace of God, by our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust that Jesus is God. He is one with God. As Christians, we believe in, excuse me, we believe in the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And if we receive Jesus as Lord, he becomes our Savior, our personal Savior. We repent of our sins, ask for forgiveness, and invite him to be our Savior. Excuse me. Well, this is real life, and my allergies are acting up. I'm sorry about that. I apologize. But I'm talking about rebuilding the wall or starting over. Having a second chance. When we make a mistake, whatever that mistake is, whether in relationships, in our jobs, careers, finances, whatever the case may be, whether it's a business deal, if we've made a mistake, a serious mistake, can be really devastating, can cause a great deal of trouble. But there's always a place that we can go when we don't know where to turn, what to do, how to fix the situation. We can always turn to the Lord for help. He tells us to come to him. We can always come to the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace to help us in time of need. When Nehemiah had a great time of need, he called on the Lord. He prayed to him. He also fasted and prayed for a long time. And the Lord gave him favor with the king Artaxerxes, who gave him what he needed and allowed him to leave. He was a servant, but the king allowed him to leave and go to his home, to his people, to rebuild the wall that had been burned. They needed the wall surrounding the city to protect them from the enemies. Nehemiah later became a governor. He had a serious problem, went to the Lord for help, and the Lord gave him the solution. The Lord enabled him to accomplish the goal, to do what he needed to do to protect his people. And he led them. He taught them and led them